In northern Afghanistan, an unknown number of Taliban soldiers still are holding out against Northern Alliance forces. The Alliance troops are trying to force the Taliban from their hideouts and encourage them to surrender. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The operation is taking place in the ancient town of Balkh. It was one of the world's great cities until Genghis Khan destroyed it. You can still see the ruins of turrets and walls that once protected Balkh. Monday night, Northern Alliance soldiers gathered just outside those walls and prepared to move in. The soldiers leaped into their pickup trucks and raced to a fortress that protected the center of town. Carrying rifles and rocket-propelled grenades, they crowded into a dark room lit only by the glow of cigarettes. There, they waited for orders from General Majid Razid. We plan to strengthen our control of Balkh, he says. When Taliban troops gave up the city of Kunduz to the east of here, many were allowed to keep their guns, and some retreated here. Balkh has a large population of the ethnic Pashtuns who provided most of the Taliban's manpower. When the Taliban ruled this area, Pashtuns were accused of massacring members of other ethnic and religious groups. Now they fear reprisals and don't want to disarm. The Northern Alliance believes at least one prominent Taliban leader may be hiding here. U.S. military officials claim that as many as 2,000 armed fighters might remain in this area. That figure is impossible to verify, and few Taliban soldiers appear to be manning defensive lines. But 2 days ago, ex-Taliban troops did open fire on approaching Northern Alliance soldiers. Witnesses say the two sides exchanged shots for several minutes. Northern Alliance troops have been moving through Balkh and the surrounding countryside. They're collecting weapons from former Taliban soldiers. Usually they take the guns by negotiation. Occasionally they've used force. They're confiscating AK-47s, rocket-propelled grenades, and, according to some locals, taking a little more. Yesterday, two Pashtun women accosted Northern Alliance Commander Asad Khan and his soldiers. We have nothing, the women shouted, so why are you searching our homes? One woman had her face uncovered, a rare sight here. She confronted the Northern Alliance troops, Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Azaris. She accused them of stealing two of her sheep. The soldiers responded, "We would never do that." Down at the local pharmacy, several fearful Pashtuns say they are hiding their cars. Vehicles are often among the spoils of war here. The Northern Alliance police have set up their headquarters in a gutted building that used to be a bank before Taliban rule. The police chief is Commander Sadr Khan, who doesn't have an overcoat and strapped on a green bathrobe to protect himself against the Afghan cold. We have searched some homes, he said, but only the homes where Al-Qaeda terrorists were hiding. Northern Alliance officials say disarmament is essential to prevent an even longer civil war. Last week, the deputy defense minister said one of his biggest goals was to get at least some of the guns away from this heavily armed population. But the operation in Balkh is not quite doing that. Officials are taking guns from Taliban soldiers and handing them over to Northern Alliance soldiers like Aziz Allah, who spoke through an interpreter as he held up his newly acquired rifle. It's an old Kalashnikov. Okay. And where did you get it?
The day before yesterday, we got it from Taliban.
3 years ago, Taliban soldiers seized this area. They disarmed Aziz Allah and other Northern Alliance troops and took the guns for themselves. Now, the Northern Alliance soldiers are getting their guns back. It's a kind of redistribution of wealth. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Balkh, Afghanistan.
Protect the people with this gun.
Now, what you got?